My guest on the school report today is Garaway Director of Student Services, Molly Parisi. Ms. Parisi, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about things going on in the Student Services Department. It's coming down towards the end of the year. I'm sure that's really exciting. But also, there is something exciting in the works, not only for next year as well. Something about a grant?
Yes. So as we reflect on the current year and some of the needs that our student population, we need to fill in some gaps. I'm super excited that we are going to be working on a fairly large grant for our special ed department at the high school, whose services are cross-categorical units. So this would be students who wouldn't typically go to college, more so just directly in the workforce. We have created about 8 years ago a cafe called the Pirate Cove Cafe. And this services our 9 through 12 high school students. They can buy coffee, cappuccino, hot chocolate, warm cookies, muffins, ice cream, and then they create a work environment within the four walls of the classroom. The problem is we've kind of outgrown our current space. So I'm working on a grant that would allow us to have cafe space as well as classroom space. So it would give us, you know, new countertops, new lighting, make it a bright, new, positive, fun space, and give those students really a work environment within our school building so that when they go out and graduate, they will be able to have a work experience without having to leave our building. So that is super exciting.
The Cove serves the high school students. Who are the folks that are working at the high school? What program is involved in actually being a part of the workspace?
It is considered our students with our most intense needs. So we have students, like I said before, who typically would go right into the workforce, maybe with some support from area agencies and some with the support of their families if they own local businesses. It's a classroom who kind of serves itself. So our English is taught in that room, our math is taught in that room, and so is our life skills. And we recognize that these students really need to hone in on those life skills so that when they walk out of our building, they could be as independent as possible. So daily living, there is a washer and dryer in that classroom. So they have to figure out how to properly work those items, how much detergent to pour in, how to fold clothes. And so we have a lot of support from our kitchen staff. We do all of those towels. Our PE department, we wash items from their classes. So it's really a community partnership as far as that goes. Our 9 through 12 students are able to visit the cafe during a couple periods during the day. And our principals and other staff have also used it as a reward. So students do really well in class participation. A lot of times staff will buy and support our Pirate Cove Cafe as a positive reinforcement. Our principals have done that before. They walk around with warm cookies for students, having good behavior. So it really is, it's become a pivotal point of our school as a whole.
Also part of Garaway, you've got ELL program. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So since starting this position about 3 years ago, our English learners have really blossomed and our population continues to grow. So like I said in the beginning, we really like to take some time to reflect on what are some of the needs that we currently have that we need to look into future planning for next year. So we have hired a full-time TESOL teacher who will be able to go into the elementary schools as well as the high school and have a little bit more time with those students. So I'm looking at not only pull out, which is the current model, but also being included into the classroom to help with lessons and to support small groups so that not only our students with ELL are being serviced, but the classroom teachers are being supported as well in that environment.
Awesome. So as we get ready to wrap up, the school year is winding down quickly. Talk a little bit about some of the events that are left in the school year.
As we wrap up the school year, just a reminder that graduation is planned for Saturday, May 25th at 7 o'clock up at the stadium. And also there's going to be various award ceremonies at each of the different buildings highlighting our students' effort and achievement for this year. Super excited. We're ending a great year and really looking forward to a positive year next year as well.
Well, Ms. Parisi, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us and enjoy the rest of the year. And we look forward to chatting again when we start up again in the fall.
Yes, thanks so much for taking the time to highlight Garaway. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That was Molly Parisi. She is the Director of Student Services for Garaway Schools here on the School Report. I'm Michael Hammond.